Welcome back. Thank you, Third and Short. Back with Corey Linsley. Corey, as we could see from the video we watched, you are one strong dude. And first of all, I want to ask you, like, what's your all-time max on the bench press?
It's 500 pounds.
Folks, if I was that strong, I would have been good. What's interesting, though, Corey, there are weight room guys that are strong, but they don't play strong. You play strong. I kind of classify it as country strength. You're just a strong guy. Like when you were a little kid, were you like the strongest kid in school? I mean, were you that kind of guy even before you started weight training?
No, I wasn't. My high school coach, DJ Ogilvie, coaches down in Florida now. He really put a premium in high school on strength training. And I mean, every day we were in the weight room doing something when I was a freshman in high school. So that's where I really got everything from. And I didn't start getting country strong. You know, I'm not from the country at all. I'm from the suburbs of Youngstown. But I've just had a knack for strength training.
Corey, when you were first drafted, I remember during one of the interviews, you mentioned that you were like a big Brett Favre fan.
Yeah.
Now, how does a kid in the suburbs of Youngstown, Ohio, become a big Brett Favre fan?
Actually, the Browns weren't around for a good 3 or 4 years, or maybe even longer than that. So, and I wasn't going to be a Steelers fan just because I really didn't like the Steelers at all. But I was Brett Favre for Halloween one year. I saw how he played. He always brought, it seemed like, magic to the field every time he was on it. So I just grew to like him as a player and dressed up for him as Halloween when I was a little kid and everything. But, yeah, that's how I became a Green Bay Packer fan.
Now, in the Packers press guide, they have a little section for each player called personal, okay? And as preparation for the show, I kind of looked at Corey Linsley. And in their favorite TV shows, I found something very interesting. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know beans about SpongeBob, but that struck me as a little different. What's the story there?
I love SpongeBob. I still remember the very first SpongeBob episode was after it was either the 1999 or 2000 Nick, like, Kids TV Show Awards or something. And I remember watching it. I vividly remember watching it in my house. And I loved it. Fell in love with it. It's hilarious. It's got adult humor in it, too. Like stuff that parents would find funny, too. So my dad and my mom always loved watching it because they'd get stuff that, you know, I didn't get. But but it was hilarious. I still, to this day, I got SpongeBob downloaded on my iPad. I love it.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Corey from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away, please.